that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And becomes matter. Is what we must understand. Tell somebody, different realm, different rules. We have to rise up above carnality and even the natural man. As we read the other night, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. The natural man, the person that thinks, well, I give to charity, you know, I go to church on Sunday, I do this, that, no, that's the natural man. But God said that man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Somebody say, different realm, different rules. Now, when faith, let me say, faith energized words. Now, let's go back to what I said earlier, just for a moment. We operate in a different set of laws. The kingdom of God is where God lives. But let me see, where did I put that statement? We operate on an overriding principle that is the basis of creation. What is it? God spoke the unseen into existence with words. Okay, that's the overriding principle. God operates like that. He said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Here we go again. I really want to get this into your heart. We operate on an overriding principle. See, this is where, again, evolution gets this thing wrong. They try to go back, billions of years. This is a young earth. It ain't billions and billions. No, it's not. No. Why? Evolution has to lock in on this thing to try to keep us from the whole creation theory. See, they go back and back and back. People ask you, well, what was here first, the chicken or the egg? Well, the chicken was here first. I'll settle that argument right now. Why? God created it. This is the overriding principle. At some point in time, God created everything, and that's where it started. Adam wasn't born from a parent. He was created. That's where it starts. So this evolution thing, we need to trash all that. We ain't never been walking around here dragging our knuckles with a club over our shoulder trying to find something to eat. Man was created intelligent. That civilization, we still hadn't figured some stuff out. Did you know that it's called Baalbek, I think it's called, but they have stones that were moved a great number of miles. Carved stones that are bigger than any machinery that we have today that could even carve that or move it. But yet they moved it over 5 miles. So that civilization then, think about it a moment. We accumulate knowledge and wisdom and understanding living, you know, 100. If you go 100, you know, you're doing good. They were still having babies at 500. You were still a baby at 100. Uh-huh. Now imagine in that environment. In that environment where everything grew big. Let me just toss this in there, so, just to get you to thinking. They recreated this through some type of means, some Christian scientists. And there's a good book called The Creation Theory. But they recreated this environment. You know what they did? They put a snake, a venomous snake, in that environment. Kept it in there for a good length of time. You know what happened to it? The toxin in the snake ceased to be venomous. In that environment. And you see, what we have to understand is this is the overriding principle that's been given to us. God spoke that in the beginning. He spoke, he brought Eden down here and planted a garden in Eden and put Adam in the garden. See, Eden came from heaven. Eden was a perfect environment. But he planted a garden and put a man in the garden and said, now tend the garden that is in Eden. When we get the word of God in our mouth, we recreate certain things that are coming from heaven, and thy kingdom comes. But it starts with how you think. You can say a bunch of stuff all you want, but if you don't think that, if you don't become that, this is why transformation is important. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God right here on the earth. We pray all the time, thy kingdom come. Is there any sickness in heaven? Any lack in heaven? All right, we pray that, then tell somebody, believe. Different realm, different rules. Words are the catalyst. Faith is energized words. Faith energized words convert energy. I'm talking on the quantum level with you now. And I always challenge you now, don't just take my word for it. You do a little research. I may use some words you don't want to say. Look them up. Prayerfully. Search, and you'll be surprised at what you find. Words are the catalyst that turn the substance of faith into physical manifestation. Words, they're the catalyst. They're the catalyst. Faith-energized words convert energy or spirit or atoms to matter. Faith is what goes into that realm, the unseen realm, the quantum realm, where all this stuff is. It's in a cloud form until somebody looks at it. Amen. That's how the Lord could say in Ephesians, give me Ephesians 1 and 3. Ephesians 1 and 3. That's my amen corner. Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Now we're not talking about tomorrow. Amen. We're not talking about next week or when the check come in. No. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Tell somebody right now, I'm already blessed. Come on, tell somebody, I'm abundantly blessed. You are already blessed. Amen. lot of people are waiting on God to do something. God did it already. Tell somebody right now, I'm blessed. Come on, tell somebody, I'm blessed. I am so blessed. It said that God, blessed be God, and blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. This is where faith comes in, and that overriding principle. Faith will cause stuff that's done already in there to take on the form of matter and manifest in this natural realm. This is the victory that overcomes this present world, even your faith. Faith will change stuff around for you. Faith will move furniture out your house. Faith will get new furniture in your house. Come on, somebody. Faith. Now faith. Hebrews 11 and 3. Well, let me do Hebrews 11 and 1 first. You see, Hebrews 11 1 says, now faith is the substance of the things you hope for. And it's the evidence. Faith is the evidence. I don't have to see, I'm going to say, I don't have to see nothing right here. Because this is not the realm that's ruling me. This is not the one that's dictating to me. This is not the one that's guiding me. This is the natural realm, the carnal realm. We rise above the carnal and the natural realm. We are born of the Spirit of God. Amen. Like Adam was. Adam was of the Spirit when he was created. He didn't have to learn. He just had to discern. We are born again, not of an incorruptible seed. I'm sorry, not of a corruptible, but an incorruptible. So get that back up for me. Now faith is the substance of the things you are hoping for, and the faith is the evidence. Well, how you know it's gonna happen? I got evidence. I got all kind of evidence. What kind of evidence? I got faith. Faith is the evidence. You know, in a court of law, somebody trying to convict you of something, if they ain't got no evidence, they ain't got no evidence, forget it. Even if you're guilty. Unless you have evidence in a court of law, they're going to throw that case out. You got to have evidence. Well, in the court of heaven, you got to have evidence. The enemy comes up there to try to accuse you of something. But you come up and your attorney. Come on, that wonderful name called Jesus. Your attorney says, no, I got evidence for him. If you don't have evidence, you have no case. Faith is the invisible substance from which our physical world was and is created. Faith. By faith. Give me Hebrews 11, 3. 11, 1, verse 3. Through faith. Now let me say this to you right here, right now. You won't enter this realm we're talking about except through faith.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.